This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. An unvaccinated Weld County resident has been confirmed as Colorado's 12th case of measles this year. The state health department says the person recently traveled to an outbreak area in another state and was hospitalized briefly. Health officials say this case is not connected to the outbreak in the Broomfield area that is ongoing. Officials also say the best protection against the virus is an MMR vaccine. A federal lawsuit makes serious allegations about three of Denver Mayor Mike Johnston's most powerful appointees. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The lawsuit alleges city officials put Denver at risk of catastrophic fines in a land swap deal between the airport and the Park Hill Golf Course. Everett Martinez, the general counsel for Denver International Airport, filed the discrimination and retaliation complaint against the city. The lawsuit also names the city's top attorney, chief financial officer, and the mayor's chief strategist. Martinez claims they asked him to fabricate an investigation and destroy records. The mayor's spokesperson described the complaint as 40 pages of malarkey. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A bill to crack down on vendors who falsely use the Colorado Proud label has passed a state Senate vote. The bipartisan bill mentions that consumers pay a premium for produce like Palisade peaches and San Luis Valley potatoes. If signed into law, consumers would be on the hook to report vendors who fake the claim to the Attorney General's office. The bill passed the House earlier this month and is now headed to the governor's office. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.